This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
It is our 100th show since we've started in the time slot.
Every show after 100 is a big one, Dave.
Do you have a moment from the first 100 shows that you look at? You're like, that's my moment. That's the one that I love the most.
This is DCR. Oh, God. The Mole People was good, too, when you brought up the Mole People. I thought was
have you heard of the Mole People? Early risers will get work.
Oh, great one.
God, that was so bad.
This is DCR.
He's a Renaissance man. You can watch him on the Nets pre and post
on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the 7 o'clock hour. DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. In this hour, tickets to Game 1, Knicks Hawks, will be given away. Also in this hour, Rick, I'm told that your big song release will take place.
Song is ready. Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Ready. Now, you want to call it.
I do. Is it recorded or it's going to be a live version?
No, it's recorded. This is recorded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I think it had to be recorded.
All right. Why did it have to be recorded?
Well, because, I mean, it's...
I mean, Whitney did record the anthem in Super Bowl 25, so...
Which was amazing. I need some help. I needed some help. I'm not great with, you know, trying to stay on the music and everything else.
Are there backup singers on this?
No backup singers.
The harmony from RJ and Ray?
No, the instrumentals on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's with the track. It's not just me a cappella.
What time will we be debuting this single?
Whenever you would like to embarrass me, you're more than welcome.
Canty, when would you like to play this? 7:35?
I think we need to tease it out, so make them wait for it a little
bit. Damn,
that
boy can say.
I would say the 7:30 segment.
Yeah. So right when we come
bottom
back
from
break, 7:35. Yeah. Yep, exactly there. So I'm looking at the Hawks, guys. 800-919-3776. Want to bring your calls into the show here. Do you know how many guys they have that average double figures this season?
It's like eight guys.
It's Trae Young, 25. John Collins, almost 18. Our favorite name of the show, Bogdan Bogdanovich,
mm-hmm.
16, a little more than 16.
Lazy.
Clint Capella. You don't like the Bogdanoviches at all. 15. DeAndre Hunter, 15. Gallinari, 13. The shooter from Maryland, how do you say his name? Herder.
Kevin Herder.
12. Reddish, 11. And I know he was acquired in a trade, but Lou Williams, 10. That's a lot of guys that can score the basketball.
It is, Dave. It is. I told you, man. The Hawks are a talented, talented team, but they want to play this up-and-down game, and it's a contrast from what the Knicks play. So if you're Tibbs, you got to make sure that the guys get the message that we need to slow this game down, and as long as it's played at a slower pace, then that's advantage Knicks. You're going to have an opportunity to neutralize, you know, all of that talent, all of that depth that Hawks team has offensively by being able to play the game at a slower tempo. So I just think that's going to be critical for the Knicks if they're going to be able to pull off this round one win against the Hawks. They've got to slow this thing way down.
Yeah, slow it down. They got to be physical too, right?
Very. And the officials can't call everything.
No, they won't. I think that's the one thing I did think does change once you get into the postseason. I mean, you let the guys play a little bit more. And, I mean, I thought Frank made a great point. The last thing you would want, all these people that call in and say, Derrick Rose has to start. Like, as long as Derrick Rose is finishing games, that's what's most important. And the way this schedule, you know, falls, he'll be able to play lots of minutes. But, again, you don't want to get in one of those situations because it is Trae Young. You start Derrick Rose, and then before you know it, Derrick Rose has two early fouls. Because Trae Young does the thing.
You can't have that happen.
But all of a sudden he gets in the lane and then slows down and you backs into you and you get called for a foul.
There's no reason to start Derrick Rose. They haven't done it the entire season. I mean, his role is perfectly identified on this team. Why would you even think about starting him in the postseason?
I don't think you would. I don't think the alternative, if you don't want to go with Elfrid Payton, is start Derrick Rose, though.
They're going to use Frank.
I think you're probably talking about going with Frank.
I think you're going to need some minutes from Frank in this series.
Yeah, I think you're going to have 10 to 15 minutes from somebody at that point guard spot other than Derrick Rose and Emmanuel Quickley. And it's just interesting to see how Tibbs cobbles those minutes together, whether it ends up being Alex Burks or whether it ends up being Frank or whoever it is. But, I mean, you got to figure that Derrick Rose is only going to be able to give you, what, 30, 33 minutes max? Like, you're going to have to be able to find somebody that can contribute, somebody that you trust to play those minutes at the point guard spot, and somebody that's not going to put your team at a deficit offensively in comparison to what the Atlanta Hawks are bringing to the table.
DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. Let's get to some of our Knicks calls, 800-919-3776. Marco in the car. Good morning, Marco.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good, Marco. What's up?
Listen, this series comes down to Peyton, Gordon, Trey Young. What happens is he steps up on the top of the key, chest to chest with this guy. He can't step up chest to chest with this guy. He's got to lay off of him a little. He's always looking for the pick that's coming. That pick that's coming is Capella on a high pick at the three-point line. Then he basically, the pick comes, he's already looking. It's a guard-driven league. This kid, he sees Peyton do that. He's already at the free throw line. Peyton's behind him chasing him. And he's already throwing an alley-oop to Capella, you know, and or he could shoot the free throw or he could lay it up. He has to earn a reputation. He has to run around these screens, play hard, just feed into the system that they've been doing all year. If Peyton has a 10-5-5 series, this series is not going to go long. I guarantee you.
10-5-5.
I'm not even worried about points with Peyton, though.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
I'm worried about his defense. Yeah. The ball is going to run through Julius Randle. Julius Randle is a point forward. As far as finishing games are concerned, like closing time, it's going to be Derrick Rose. If Quickly can handle it, he'll be out there. Or we've already seen Alec Burks has the ability to close games.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball will move through Julius Randle. It's more important for Peyton and Ntilikina to be as physical as humanly possible on Trae Young.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do a great job of communicating with those pick and rolls, because that's all the Atlanta Hawks are going to do offensively. They're going to pick and roll the hell out of the Knicks. And it's a matter of the bigs being able to show and making sure that you stay on Trae Young and not try to go under those picks, because Trae Young is going to kill you from deep. So you're going to have to play tight defense on him, which is why I think you're going to have other guys factor into that equation at the point guard spot, because you're going to need those fouls.
You know what terrifies me in this series? Terrifies me.
For the Hawks?
Yeah.
Who terrifies you for the Hawks?
Danilo Gallinari?
Nope. Cam Reddish?
No, Clint Capella. Terrifying.
Yeah, Clint Capella. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Knicks have done a really good job on the glass, and I mean, he's a guy that can get 15 rebounds a game. And offensive rebounds terrifies me in this series.
You're probably not wrong. I mean, that's the last thing you want, is all of a sudden now they control the boards, especially offensive boards, and they get
second
shots,
and third shots. Mm-hmm. Forget it. You can't have that happen.
But that's the interesting thing about not having Donovan Mitchell. No, excuse me, Mitchell Robinson.
And Donovan Mitchell would help.
Right,
I would love Donovan.
Right.
Maybe that was a Freudian slip. Like, that's what we need. Could you imagine if we had him?
Oh.
No, what's interesting about those two is they've been great. Like, Noel and Gibson have been great. But, I mean, to your point with the rebounding, Taj is a better rebounder than Nerlens Noel is.
And I think Taj is a better pick and roll defender than Nerlens Noel.
Yeah, but Noel is better around the rim.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they each have that kind of different skill sets. But that could be, I mean, that's a really good point. I mean, that's going to be a huge factor in the series. Because Capella's, I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah. No, I'm very worried about this series. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I'm worried. But you know what? You feel alive as a Knicks fan.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you think it turned out? Is it great?
Define great. What do you mean great? Does it sound great?
Entertainment value.
Yeah, I mean, my
entertainment
God.
Entertainment value.
Is it great?
That's what we're looking for.
I'll let you judge that.
Yeah. I'm not
you
saying...
You know me, though. I'm never really happy with anything, but it's all right.
Check the chocolate!
Nah, you know when you've had a good remix. The one you did on Ryan Fitzpatrick, that was an awesome remix. You know when it's... You know when you hit a home run.
There's some good lyrics in it.
Okay.
The Tom Brady one was good, too. I like...
Did you get creative help, or is this all you?
No, this is me.
Nice. What's the breaking news?
The breaking news?
Oh, same thing as yesterday. Just an accidental call.
No, that's fine.
Probably
wrong with that.
First star of the day. Okay, let's get to some of the calls. 800-919-3776. Ernesto in Florida. Good morning, Ernesto.
Good morning, guys. Good morning on a day before the playoffs about to start. The Knicks are finally in it. I was telling RJ, I've been saying this for years, that Tibbs was the guy since he left Chicago. I said it then, and I'll say it now. The only problem that I did have fear about him was that he burns his stars out, his players out. I hope he learned his lesson in Chicago and what he did in Minnesota, that he kind of spreads the ball out, because Rose cannot do this all on his own. He really can't. You know, I would love it to be all him, but it can't. It can't be him. Payton, Quigley, they all burst. They have to chip in very important minutes defensively on both ends of the court. Guys, this is one of the long time coming. I mean, it sucks that I had to leave New York for the Knicks to be turning good. I don't know. And Ricky, your Islanders, congratulations on being in the playoffs, by the way.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Moment.
For the moment.
Yeah, for the moment.
See, again, why?
What do you mean?
It's a hard-fought game last night. It's a one-goal game. Stop
but
that,
they
please.
Lost.
They're down 2-1 in the series.
I know. Yeah. I know.
They
lost
their home ice. They split. You were so excited. Yeah. And then they let it get away.
What can I do? I mean, I can't control how
Nothing.
They come out.
I'm not blaming you.
Giving up the first goal. Maybe they need me to come in there dressed up as Braveheart, start throwing some stuff around.
I think they could use that. Or maybe a motivational song.
Or sacrifice a chicken.
Yeah, well, I've done that before. I've sacrificed. Bit a rat's head off. I'll do whatever it takes for the
Islanders. Wait. What?
That was a fake rat.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those Florida rats. You know how they used to throw the rats on the ice in Florida?
Yes, they hit the rat into the wall. They squashed
yeah, yeah.
The rat.
So I bit I found one of those. I was all hopped up on Cuban coffee. So I got one of those rats and I bit its head off.
You just do stuff for the story, don't you?
Yep.
Sole motivation.
The game Candy was at, I was wearing a Tebow jersey.
You were.
On the air.
That actually happened, yeah.
And now he's back.
That's how you beat the Devils,
there
Tebow.
You can't
get rid of Tebow.
I need friends like Tebow. I tried calling my old high school. You think I'd get a shot? No, we're all set.
Let's go to Greg in Piscataway. Good morning, Greg. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, boys.
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, so I actually like the fact, I think that Tibbs should have been the coach of the year, but I like the fact that he was not the coach of the year, just because it just gives another story and it gives it the layer that we can add to a chip on our shoulder, and I'm jacked up. I think Knicks in six. Let's go.
Ooh, wow. Knicks in six. Nice, too, the way you say it.
He's not even going the distance in this one. You can't imagine that him not winning Coach of the Year adds extra motivation for this, does it?
Well, here's the thing, Dave. I don't think it added extra motivation for him, but I wonder how the players in that locker room feel about it. Like, maybe this adds to the whole narrative of us against the world, nobody believes in us, that kind of thing. Like, that's a real thing in a professional locker room. So maybe they might feel like, you know, what they've done is not appreciated at the level that it should be. Maybe they feel like their coach is not being respected at the level that it should be. Maybe that gives them a little extra juice going into this series, Dave.
Whatever
it takes. I'm not going to rule that out.
Whatever it takes. Dino in the Bronx. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, guys. Congrats on the 100th episode. Real quick, just want to chime in about the Knicks. I just feel that, like, maybe the Knicks could use, like, a shooting guard to, like, space the floor open, you know, look for somebody in the offseason. Just because, like, maybe a point guard might change the scheme around, but a shooting guard could open the floor for him. You know what I'm saying?
Dino, I don't know how you guys feel about that. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Do we need to go there now? Like, we're on the verge of their first playoff series in 8 years. Do we need to really look about what they have to do this offseason?
No.
Let's look at this series, no?
No, but they need a point guard. Let's not get it twisted.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, desperately, they need a point guard. And we will discuss that ad nauseum, I think, after this season is over. But let's discuss the series coming up this weekend. Jay in the Bronx. Good morning, Jay. You're on 98.7.
Gentlemen, how do you do? I hope well. I kind of feel bad for the Nets fans. You know, I'm a big Knicks fan. They haven't gotten any love. It feels like this morning maybe they want some Nets talk. Let's give them a shout-out. They're a very dynamic group. Started maybe 10 years ago as Laker fans. Then LeBron heads to Miami, and all of a sudden they're Heat fans, and then Cavs fans, and then they're Warriors fans. Really, really a dynamic bunch. And you know what? They should be applauded for their malleability of sorts.
Wow. I think you're making fun of the Nets fan, Jay. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I appreciate that, Jay. I appreciate that.
They can't sell out the games.
That's bad, Dave.
And we'll get like the one or two Nets fans that call. Well, why are you spending more time on the Nets? You can't even sell your own building for a playoff game. What are we talking about here?
And you can't get a full 19,000 in there anyway. So you're talking about you can't fill it up with a shortened building anyway. That's horrendous.
Yeah, but if you use the code Harden, pick up half your
you
half
dig.
Your ticket.
You dig.
What's up, Nets fans? It's James Harden. For a limited time, I'll cover half of your tickets. We got to get Barclays Center rocking. All right, go get your tickets now. Use the code Harden. You dig.
It's so bad.
What is the end?
It's so bad.
What is that ending?
I don't know.
He was having a hard time editing it. How do I end this?
Oh, man. He was like making a move on the commercial, so I guess that was like little something with the move that he was making.
There's video to this.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jesse in Bridgeport. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two things. I just want to say Knicks and five. They're going to win in five games. Ooh. I think they're going to shock everyone. And then my second thing is, I think Keyshawn brought it up, and I heard it yesterday on the Michael K show, and I've been thinking it too. I think LeBron James is going to end his career with the New York Knicks. I don't know why. I feel like all the greats did it. Pele did it. Gretzky did it. I think LeBron is the next one to do it. And I think he's going to bring a title to New York. Call me delusional, but I just feel like...
You're delusional.
You're delusional. I was about to say.
You think like 40-year-old LeBron is going to bring the Knicks a championship?
No way. There's no way he's leaving Southern California to come to New York.
He'll have a ponytail by then.
Yeah,
I don't remember Pele on the Knicks.
Was that a joke?
Yeah. Edson Arantes de Nascimento. Yeah, it was a joke. It was a funny joke, too.
No, not really. I mean, I wanted LeBron back when LeBron was making the decision.
2010?
Yeah, that's when I wanted LeBron.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't need 40-year-old LeBron James on the Knicks.
You take Edson, it. Stop it. You
Arantes
say that now. You
de
take
Nascimento.
It.
No, I don't think so. 40 years old, I'd prefer more talented guys. At 40?
Well, I'm not saying what you'd prefer, but you'd take it. You wouldn't turn your back on LeBron if you decided you want to be a Knick.
I'd have to see. Listen, at 40 years old, I don't know that I want LeBron James.
Yeah, that's what Bill Belichick said about Tom Brady, too. See how that worked out.
I wouldn't put anything past LeBron.
Let me see the next couple of years. I wouldn't have wanted a 40-year-old Michael Jordan, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but that was different, though. That was different.
You still average 20.
Right?
Yeah, I'm looking for championships. I'm not looking to...
Oh, easy. Now all of a sudden you're a snob. I'm looking for... We're finally back in the playoffs. It's been 8 years. Now
looking
all of a sudden you're looking
for championships.
I'm looking for championships. That's right. I'm not looking for a farewell tour. I'm not looking for the rocking chair tour. I want a championship.
LeBron James ain't coming to the Knicks, so we can stop the conversation.
That's not going to happen.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Walk us through the song. Walk us through the thought process, how long it took, and then get us ready, and then let's play it.
All right, it took a couple weeks. I gave you guys the taste.
Weeks?
Took a couple weeks. Oh, yeah, because it just doesn't happen overnight. I got to try that. I mean, I'm trying to...
Elton John has written songs quicker than this thing took.
Well, he's Elton John. I'm not Elton John. I mean, I'm musically not great. So I gave you a little taste, and you guys liked it. So I'm like, okay, maybe I got something here. So I went to work. Kids happened to be back in school here, so I had some free time.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down, and I wrote some lyrics out. I hooked up with Santiago, my new producer. And, you know, Ricky, Rosé, and Santi went to work. And we'll see how it turned out.
Are we ready for the debut? Now, are there going to be singles available if people just fall in love with this song?
I don't know. We'll cross that bridge. I mean, that's like the shooting guard.
We honestly have like a whole album of stuff from the past available. I don't know why these things haven't been, you know.
You could put out the album.
The Tom Brady one is good, too. The Tom Brady one is one of my favorite ones, too. Guy Cass was on that track, too.
Actually, the Cam Newton one from way back was really good, too.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, too. You can go F yourself.
Are we ready for the Knicks song? Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready, Dave. Oh.
All right.
We're ready.
Let's play it. Here he is, and then we'll judge it and critique it and rip it apart right after.
I believe in the Knicks and their future. Watch them win and let Tibbs lead the way. Show them all the shooting they possess from outside. Play with a sense of pride to make it easier Let this team's defense remind us how it used to be. Fans have been searching for a hero. RJ needs someone to look up to. We've never found anyone since Carmelo to fulfill our needs. A lonely place to be. And so we learned to defend the three. I decided long ago never to say that Dolan must go. Cause if I fail or I succeed, he'll still tell security that I must leave. No matter if you're Oak or Spike Lee, they'll still escort you out through gate C. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of MSG. The greatest love of all hasn't been easy to achieve. Learning to love the Knicks, it is the greatest love of all.
Sexual white chocolate.
Oh my. God damn, that boy can sing.
You must be crazy.
He good.
You must be crazy.
I never knew when it was going to end. Oh. I kept thinking, all right, it's over. And then he would go again. And you sang it as if you were Dr. Evil. You sounded like Dr. Evil when you sang that song.
That boy's good.
That was great, Dave.
Good.
It was
terrible.
So good. God. It was so good. And the line about not saying Dolan should sell the team. It's great. It's great. Oh, Rico. Rico, that's some of your best work.
DJ, you got some voice there,
DJ Ricky Rose, that is one of your best tracks.
Oof. I could use some auto-tune, I think.
Oh, my God. You got some voice there.
Sound like Dr.
You,
Evil.
You sound like a mix, like a southern version of Dr. Evil. Did you do it with like a big wad of chew in your mouth? That's what it sounds
no.
like. Are you sure?
No. The Whitney Houston version was worse. That's the best I got. What do you want me to tell you?
That was awesome. That was awesome. That was great.
It was great. It was terrible. It was everything. It was
so bad. It was good, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was great.
That's what I'm saying. It was so bad. It was good. And then the lyrics were amazing. Really good lyrics.
Excellent lyrics. I think windows were shattering all over the tri-state area, though.
There were probably a couple car accidents. I would agree with that.
Wow, that was something else.
I got a tweet, make it stop.
Let's go to Anthony in Spring Valley, who I think he loves the song. Good morning, Anthony.
How you doing? Listen, I begged him to put me at the top of the list so I could talk about this song.
Go ahead, Anthony. You loved it, didn't you?
I have a grandson who could sing better than him. No, I'm not even joking. This made my morning more than anything else, and I almost had an accident a second ago trying to dial the number. I have two cell phones on hold, and my wife went three-way trying to get in to talk about this song.
So you hated it, or you loved it?
I loved it because it made my day. I hated it because of the way it sounded. So, anyway, guys, thank you. Tell the producer thanks for putting me up front, but have a wonderful weekend, guys. Thank you.
Oh, that was great, Anthony. That was a great call.
Big
great
Mars call. Tweets in, does Rick know what rhythm actually is?
No. I told you that, though, going in.
I understand it. I'm not beating you up over it.
And I don't have the song in my ears when I'm doing it either.
Oh, like that would make
any excuses.
Yeah, like all of a sudden you'd turn into Whitney Houston. Stop it.
Like Bruno Mars. You know this.
I don't have the song in my ears. Let's go to Ryan in Queens. Good morning, Ryan. You're on 98.7.
Yo, that song was so great. It should open the show every day from now on. That should be the open to DCR. Let's do it.
No.
Let's do it, guys. Come on.
How about this, guys?
Dave, you're a hater.
Wow.
I love this song, but it can't just replace the open.
No, you can't replace the open,
Dave.
No, you can't replace the open. But I'm just saying, for this playoff run, would it kill us to let that song open the show when the Knicks win games?
No, yes. Not.
Thank you.
Here's what I think we do. Here's my suggestion, Chris, and I like your point. Okay? We have our normal open. Off the normal open, we play, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds of that song, and then we start the show.
I like it. I like it. I think that's a good compromise. Only after the Knicks win, though.
If they win.
Yeah.
So
only
Monday
after
morning,
win.
We start the show, 5 o'clock, the normal open, mm-hmm. into that, and then we take over when the Knicks win the game Sunday night.
There we go.
There we go.
It's just a lot of mixed reaction to the song on Twitter right now.
There is no mixed reaction. It was so bad. It was great.
It was great. Hernandez, that song was hilarious.
Yeah.
Loved
but it. Rick completely embarrassed himself with that song. The worst. My ears are bleeding. You should be suspended.
And I love his last line. Listening from Charlotte, by the way, guys. Like that. Okay. All right, then. All right.
Please never do that again. This is why it's a rarity. This is why it's a rarity. That always happens.
But you know what the problem is? You're so sensitive with the criticism that this might be too much for you to handle.
No. I mean, this is fully expected that. I mean, it ain't good.
You know, when I used to, great.
Dude, I was so bad at one point, and I was like, I can't sing anymore. I can't do this. So I would write the songs with Dinahan, and I would have Drake's Cakes. Dinahan would sing them. That was a treat.
Oh, he must have been worse than you.
It was, not great.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wise, who is very wise in Brooklyn. Good morning, Wise.
Yes, the wise one from Brooklyn. Good morning, gentlemen. I love the show. The song, oh my goodness, made my day. I mean, this song is so great. They need to play this song during timeout during the Knicks and Hawks series. And every series moving forward in MSG, just take little clips of it, piece by piece, whenever they want, and just play that during timeout. It's inspirational. I love it. Good job.
There you go. Very positive feedback there.
Have me during timeouts, like stoppages in play come out.
When the Knicks City Dancers go out onto the court, they can perform to that song.
Yes.
Audio warfare against the Hawks.
Right? When they're shooting the cannon into the crowd, 15,000 people, gosh. To that song.
That is the voice of an angel.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Oh, not
that
bad.
That was some song.
Not quite.
That was
not
some quite. Song. Let's put the cherry on top, shall we? Sunday on MSG Network, it's game one of the Knicks-Hawks playoff series. Join Mike Breen. And Walt Clyde Frazier when Julius Randle and the Knicks host the Hawks. Watch it live Sunday, pregame 6:30 and tip-off 7 o'clock on MSG Network. Or stream it on MSG Go. And download the free. That doesn't make sense, right? And download the free to play MSG Network. So I guess maybe it does. And download the free to play MSG Network's Pick'em app for a chance to win a progressive jackpot. Be the first caller. Here it is. Right now, 888-987-ESPN. You win a pair of tickets to the Knicks-Hawks Game 1. Entry granted only upon proof of vaccination. All brought to you by Madison Square Garden and 98.7 ESPN, your home for Knicks basketball. Boom. Yeah.
Dave, were you just screening the copy while you were reading it on air?
Well, yeah, because it didn't make sense to me.
He's never seen it before.
Right?
He's never once seen that.
Right? This doesn't make sense.
This doesn't make sense.
It didn't make sense.
Well, maybe take a peek before you have to read it.
Right?
Why?
I'm assuming RJ has done that.
Wow.
And it did make sense. I was reading it incorrectly. Like, I was, just not doing it properly. It happens. It's fine.
Okay.
It added levity to the read, and now we're giving away Knicks tickets. It's all good.
Okay, I got you. We're with you.
If the Lakers win a championship, Canty, if the Lakers win a championship, will you record a song?
Yes. I'm willing to record a song if they go back-to-back.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I'll probably use the Drake going back-to-back on Meek Mill as the
Oh, God, this is great now.
Yes.
This is terrific. So, yeah. Nets-Lakers NBA Finals. Lakers win, we get a Canty song. Nets win, I get a meal for two at Peter Luger's. This is terrific.
Yes.
It's all happening.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Yep. Bobby in Albany. Good morning, Bobby.
Morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing fantastic, Bobby. What's up?
What in God's name was that song? Please, somebody explain this to me. I'm still trying to gather my thoughts. I just pulled up to work, and I'm just baffled right now. I just wanted to chime in. 3-0 Knicks against the Hawks so far in the regular season. I know it's the playoffs. I know the Heat's going to be turned up on both teams. They're going to give 100% on the court. Hearts are going to be left out on the court. My one thing that I wanted to say is that what I loved about watching the Knicks this year outside, we all know that Julius Randle can score, is they try, what it looks like they try and do is they get a couple players, they drive, and they kick the ball out, and they get those three-point looks, and they've been very great at executing it, whether it's Burks, whether it's Bullock, whether, you know, Quickley's in there hitting them down.
RJ Barrett.
You know, Julius gets his looks. The thing that I like is when they drive in, they isolate, and then they get somebody to drop down on defense and then leave that person outside, and they just do a well, they do a very, very, very well job of kicking that ball and spreading it around and getting everyone their love that they need. And I think if they can do that, because they're going to need to put points up against the Hawks, regardless how good their defense has been all season, because if you look back, the Hawks are putting their fair share up against the Knicks. They know how to score against them. I'm a huge Knicks fan, but I'm saying if they don't bring their A game when it comes to offense, it could be trouble. So hopefully they can execute on both sides of the ball and have that 15K fans around them can support them. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great, great series, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think that we have our work cut out for us, too, at the same time.
I'm getting nervous, and thanks for the call. I'm actually starting to get
a
little
bit nervous. What
do you mean, you're getting nervous? Yeah, because it's almost here. Like, this has been 8 years in the making. It's two separate Olympic games in the time since the Knicks have been to the postseason.
Yeah, but I told you this was going to happen.
That I was going to get nervous?
Yeah, this is going to take a lot out of you, this series.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to get anxious, very anxious about this series.
And we got to wait all the way until 7 on Sunday.
I know, all the way through. By the way, can I set the stage for what's happening this weekend on the station?
Oh, set it, please. Oh, mood lighting, set it.
Like a maitre d', let me set it. Like a busboy, let me set the table here, please. So, tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, I'm going to be on with my normal show, and we're going to do a lot of Knicks conversation. Then it's Anita Marks after that, 12 to 2:30. Then it's the Islanders pregame show into the Islanders. Can we say must-win game four, Rick?
Must-win, yeah.
Must-win game four. Then into the Mavs Clippers right after that. Now, Sunday, it's Anita Marks from 9 to noon. Lot of Knicks conversation, tons of it. Gordon Damer, 12 to 3, into, Canty, this is for you, Lakers Suns.
Hello.
And right into Knicks Hawks. Now, after a little bonus, after Knicks Hawks, Knicks win game one, Larry Hardesty, post game. Boom. Boom. I think Larry should stay until 5 in the morning, till we take over.
How you want to do that to OG Larry Hardesty?
Well, because I think it'll be great. Great radio.
That's a long time to stay on.
So the game starts at 7. It ends at 9:30. He gets handed it at, say, 10:15. He could do that. 10:15 to 5?
That's...
Yeah, but Cannon wants
Cannon
to.
Cannon will, yeah. Cannon wants to.
All right, let me ask you this. Knicks win game one. If he did 10:15 to 5, if he does 10:15 to 5, are the phone lines lit up the entire time?
Most of the night, yeah.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, most of the night, absolutely. Knicks win, the city is going to be... I mean, how about... What do you think MSG outside with 15,000 piling out of MSG if they win is going to be like?
Crazy.
It's going to be a zoo.
It's going to be nuts.
Especially after that first game, they pull that one off. It's going to be a zoo.
I would love to be in that building. A couple adult beverages. Delicious
15,000 people. Oh. I look forward to like watching a game, because I'm not going to be there. I look forward to watching a game where the fans are electric. I've really missed that. It's been a long time since we've seen that.
Yeah, it has. But, I mean, you're starting to see a little bit. I mean, glimpses now with some of the hockey playoffs. You're starting to see that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Which is nice. Yeah, but it's going to be huge for a young team, too. I mean, I'll say this. I mean, both of these teams lack experience, so you're obviously going to favor, you know, having the home crowd,
mm-hmm.
your benefit. But, Chris, you know, sometimes playing in front of the home crowd, like, that intensity can work as a negative sometimes.
Yeah, it could work against you. I just don't know if I feel that way about this Knicks team, though.
I'm not saying I do. But yeah. This is one of those things, like how you feel about basketball. Like, if you're the You know, if you're the fan that believes that once you get to the postseason, defense is what prevails and what wins championships,
mm-hmm.
then you feel great about the series.
No question.
The Knicks are the best, one of the best defensive teams in the NBA.
Yep.
But, I mean, Atlanta, they can score. Don't play great defense. They play better defense under Nate McMillan, but they can score.
They really can put the ball into the basket. Now, the 2021 NBA playoffs are coming to Brooklyn, and tickets for round one are on sale now. Make sure you're at Barclays Center to see the Brooklyn Nets take on the Boston Celtics. Visit BrooklynNets.com to purchase your tickets today and keep it locked into 98.7 FM all day. The Michael Kay Show is going to give away a pair of Nets tickets for game one later today in the 2 o'clock hour. All right, prediction time. Canty, Knicks Hawks, Sunday night game one. Who wins the series and how many games?
I got the Knicks winning this series, and I'm going to say they get it done in 6 games.
Wow, Knicks in 6.
Yep.
Does have a nice ring to it.
Yep.
Knicks in 6.
And I believe in take integrity too, Rico. I said that earlier this week. I'm going to stand by that. Knicks in 6.
Staying with it, okay.
Yep.
Knicks in 6. Whew. I like that a lot, but I'm going to say this. I don't want to be over cocky. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have like an overconfident ghost, like
you don't
we all know how that turns out.
Okay.
I'm going to go Knicks in 7.
I'm going to agree with you.
Yes, Dave.
Knicks in 7. I don't love the idea that they're going to win game 6 on the road. I think that's a really difficult task, and especially knowing that a game 7 will be at the Garden, Knicks in 7.
Is it really going to be a road game for the Knicks though? Really? It's a lot of Knicks fans down
there
in Atlanta.
Are.
A lot of Knicks fans down there.
The Hawks are good. I don't underestimate this team at all. I've said from the beginning, Knicks in 7. I'm going to stand by it. I think the Knicks win the series in 7 games.
Okay. All right.
Either way, all three of us think the Knicks will win.
Let me ask you guys this. Who's going to be the unsung hero for the Knicks in this series?
Frank Ntilikina.
Stop it. You really believe
I'm telling
that?
You right now, Frank Ntilikina playing defense on Trae Young is going to be huge in the series. I'm telling you this.
Time he'll get. So who can I, like, can I say R.J. Barrett is unsung or he's too,
no.
He's too important?
No, he's a second leading scorer. How can
I'm
you
asking
say
a question. No. I'm asking. All right. So unsung. Okay. Alec Burks will be the unsung hero.
Ooh, nice.
Series.
I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one.
I almost went quickly. I was thinking going quickly. I almost went quickly. You could go like big that. Guys, too, though. Yeah, but you brought up the good point about Clint Capella. You could go one of the big guys, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably go with Nerlens Noel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Nerlens Noel.
A little Nerlens Noel
I like
action.
I like Nerlens Noel.
Yeah.
How about Taj Gibson?
Yeah, you just pick one of the big guys, whatever you like.
Right? No, but I'm going Burks. I'm
Can
locked
I pick
into
R.J. Barrett? Oh, I'm gonna knock off one of the names no one's talking about. I'm going to go give me Joe Montana.
I didn't know what was allowed. I asked a question. You know what? Shame on me for trying to get clarification. Can we give a big congratulations to Justin Yarish? He is our big winner. He's going to game one of the Knicks and the Hawks at the Garden on Sunday.
Nice.
Right? Congratulations, Justin. Big congratulations. More Knicks tickets coming on the K-Show later today. This has been a rollicking good show. Let's find out what Santiago thought of it in his 3 stars of the day.
Today's 3 stars of DCR. Number 3.
Guys, we'll start with the build-up. We talked about the Nets, the big 3, championship or bust. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I'm still trying to figure out what is going on in Brooklyn because you've got 3 of the most recognizable, the most talented, can't be disputed stars in the NBA, and you still aren't able to sell out games 1 and 2 at Barclays. You got to have a promotion where James Harden says things like,
you dig.
Come see us at Barclays. I'll get your tickets half off. Come see us. Meanwhile,
didn't Kevin Durant say the Knicks weren't cool?
The Knicks weren't cool.
And that the Nets are cool?
The Knicks weren't cool, but they sold out 15,000 seats for games 1 and 2 in 10 minutes.
Hello.
So, you know, I don't know.
That's number very 2.
Very uncool.
Number 2, I mean, for a multitude of reasons, Rick has to get number 2 star today because not only did he dominate in getting to know you, but he gives us another Ricky Rosé track.
That is the voice of an angel.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Got to see what we can do about getting that album to drop, guys.
You're not going to play 2 seconds of the song?
I don't have 2 seconds of the song. I have the whole thing in its entirety.
Oh, all right.
Nah, I don't think you want to sit through that again, do you?
No, I don't think we have that.
How dare you?
That was quite a long song. What was that, like 4 minutes?
It was like 2-3 minutes.
Wow. felt like 8 to 12
almost
minutes.
As long as the pause Diana Rossini had.
Yeah, that was
almost
that was
as long.
Epic, yeah.
Not nearly as uncomfortable, though.
Yeah.
Reed Warren.
Number one.
Reed Warren Peace in that kind of time. Go ahead.
Number one, everybody, take a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. Pat on the back. Whatever you do, feel good about yourself. This was show number 100. It was an outstanding show. Many, 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 many more to come in the future. Great job, guys.
100 shows. Congratulations to everyone involved with the show. And Canty, I think, has done like 50 of them. So congratulations on that milestone for Chris Canty as well.
I'm load managing, Dave. I'm load managing.
You know what? He's the Kawhi Leonard of Sports Talk Radio. You're doing beautifully when it comes to that. So, Rick, here's what I expect from you. Sunday night, if I find out that you do not stay up for the entire game, we're going to have big problems on Monday morning.
I'll be up. Yeah, I'll be up. Text me, and I won't respond.
just say I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Just you up? Bomb that you're sleeping. All right. Have a great weekend.
The you up home text.
For Knicks basketball. A lot of NBA talk coming up on KJZ. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Canty Rothenberg and...
Everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO Canty and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DPHO Canty and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa. Play ESPN New York 98.7.